little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
We are Birds, and this is our song, Bridges.
Caleb and Georgia Knott are the Kiwi brother and sister who make up Broods. A couple of years ago, they moved to LA to pursue their pop careers, and since then they've toured with the likes of Taylor Swift and Haim, and they've worked with fellow New Zealander Lorde. Next year, the duo will release their new album, Don't Feed the Pop Monster, and today they're going to play us a couple of tracks from it.
Give you a
Georgia and Caleb, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for playing for us today. Now, you guys are brother and sister and been performing together since you were kids, basically.
Yeah.
when you've been doing that for basically your entire lives, at which point do you kind of realise this is what I want to make a career out of?
I think Georgia had that from when she was born. But
yeah, I think I was born with the ambition of being a singer, songwriter, musician.
I was the only one that worked on a plan B.
I think like when we started performing in high school, we started like actually writing our own music and playing our own music as like in bands and stuff, and that was kind of when we realized that we wanted to be songwriters as well as musicians.
There was always a high school competition. That's how we like started writing music for the first time, was because you had to write original pieces for this band competition. And that's how we got like discovered, and how we met a lot of our friends in the industry now as well. So
yeah,
it was really important.
A lot of Kiwis come up through that competition and like get discovered through that competition in high school and stuff. And it's what made me go to school for a while.
Yeah. And you've since moved to LA.
Yeah.
Are you still kind of in touch with that Kiwi pop music scene? Because, I mean, it seems like it's having a real moment, I guess, with people like Lorde and you guys really paving the way for other Kiwi pop stars.
Well, it's funny because, like, a lot of Kiwis, once they start, like, getting really involved in the music industry, move to LA. So we've got a lot of Kiwis in LA with us. One of our friends that was in the competition with us, he's a producer in LA now. And we've got a couple of songs on the new record that he's produced as well. It's like kind of gone from when we met when I was like 16 and we versed each other in this battle of the bands, and now we're like making music together in LA. It's kind of buzzy.
That's nice. Keep it in the New Zealand family.
Yeah, I think like there's a lot of really amazing New Zealand producers coming into the pop scene now, and yeah. I think our manager manages every single one of them, but it's a pretty small industry in New Zealand, which is why we go to LA to kind of spread our wings a bit. This song is called Free.
The new album is coming out next year and it's called Don't Feed the Pop Monster.
Yep.
And I would like to know about what this pop monster is that you're referring to.
Basically, our experience in the industry has been kind of all over the place. Like, I think in the past 3 years of moving to LA and kind of seeing it kind of in a different perspective, the whole industry, and like there's so much more to it than writing music and performing and stuff, and some of it's kind of ugly, some of it's kind of like makes you hate it but we just have had to face the pop monster a few times when it comes to like people having opinions into your creative vision, and we've had to really learn to stand up for ourselves. The pop monster is all the parts of the pop industry that kind of try to pull you away from yourself.
Stop making cookie-cutter songs.
Mm.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Stop doing everything to, like, try not to do anything to, like, a formula that is for a hit. Or doing it in a certain way that has worked before, so that's why you do it.
So it's kind of like a reaction to your careers so far and kind of making a bit of a stand for what you guys are about, basically.
Well, I think we wrote the last record from a place of like, oh, shit, we've got to make something
that'll be on pop radio.
And like we had a situation where we weren't going to be able to put our record out unless we put certain songs on it. And
that was forced on us by the pop monster. Air quotes.
Yeah. But I think like, you know, we've kind of had to face ourselves a little bit because we got dropped by publishers and
twice,
and our record label, we've been dropped twice by record labels, and it's just kind of makes you realize that at the end of the day, the only thing that you have if everything falls away is what you've made, and if you don't like what you've made, then you're kind of screwed, you know, like it's just miserable.
Then what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, why the hell do you do it if you're not liking the kind of music that you make? You know, we make music to express ourselves and to connect with people and to make sense of this really, really intensely confusing world. And if we don't feel what we're writing or believe what we're writing, then what's the bloody point?
This is Peach.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Broods, and their album Don't Feed the Pop Monster is out next February on Neon Gold Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and it was recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. We'll be back at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for listening.
Love and peace when I feel alone. It's a part of me that I never run from. Black and white, paying clean surround, feet on the ground, but I hate it down there. Oh, I hate it down there. Hadn't so clear. Hot and cold, young and old, all the more I know, the less I feel right. Hot and cold.